The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Romeo. You're listening to the Huddle Up Podcast, where I talk about the latest things on pro football and fantasy football. Every game, every play, every week. Let's get right into it. So my first topic is like my bold predictions for each season, for each division, and what team I think is going to finish first in each division of the NFL. So starting off with the AFC East, as you know, the AFC East consists of the Buffalo Bills, the New York Jets, the New England Patriots, and Miami Dolphins. First of all, I think the best team in this is the Buffalo Bills. You know, there's already been four games into the NFL season, and so I get a little head start to see what team has played well. So from the first four games, the Buffalo Bills have been the best team. They started off with a 3-1 record. I think Josh Allen has played like the best quarterback in the NFL so far, and their offensive game has been really really well played. Same with their defense. Their defense is playing really well. Last week, they absolutely shut down the Jacksonville Jaguars, for whoever saw that game. For the next team in that division, the New York Jets, I think the Jets could make the playoffs. They're at a 2-2 record. They had a disappointing loss the other day to the Denver Broncos at home. Really rainy conditions, bad conditions. So, you know, their offense wasn't really going the whole game. But I still think with the quarterback play of Aaron Rodgers, if he can stay healthy, they have a good chance, especially sitting at 2-2. They have a .500 record, so it's not as bad as people think it is. And for the other two teams, New England Patriots and Miami Dolphins, I think New England Patriots are they're going to play hard every single week, but they just don't have the quality in their team. You know, Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. They're basically just waiting for Drake May, who they drafted third overall this past draft, to basically, get known about the NFL, and then put him in next year. So I expect them, with this 1-3 record they have right now, to keep on dropping down and, you know, just play the games out, but have a fighting chance at a top overall pick next year. And then with the Miami Dolphins, they're last in the division right now, but it's really unfortunate what's happened to Tua Tagovailoa, their quarterback, with all the head injuries and concussions he's sustained. But yeah, if they had Tua healthy, I think I'd put them a little higher, maybe a playoff position. But I think it's too risky with the backup quarterbacks they're going to be playing with to put them anywhere near a playoff position. For the next division, the AFC North, this is one of the most like stacked divisions in football. You have the Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals. First of all, who's the team that's in first is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're 3-1. I personally don't think their offense is that good enough to be like a consistent team. Their defense is one of the best in the NFL, but they do have a 3-1 record. But when you see the teams they've played, they're not really that good. You know, they just lost to the Colts the other day. So yeah, I don't think they're 3-1 right now, but I see them dropping down a little bit. The team I do have finishing first in the division is the Baltimore Ravens. They're 2-2 right now, .500 record. You know, they started off a bit slow. They had a huge win against the Buffalo Bills, and you know, with the run game they have of Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson at quarterback position, one of the reigning MVP, one of the best quarterbacks in the game, and their defense is always going to be elite no matter who they play. They have one of the top defenses in the NFL, if not the best defense in the NFL. I see them finishing first in the AFC North. The last two teams, the Cleveland Browns and Cincinnati Bengals, both 1-3 records. I'm actually a Cleveland Browns fan, so, you know, watching this team so far, they've kind of disappointed me with the talent they have. You know, their offensive line has been terrible. So many injuries. They're waiting for their star running back Nick Chubb to come back healthy in time to help them out. Deshaun Watson has been okay at quarterback for the Browns. You know, the receivers have the most drops in the league. David Njoku, their tight end, has been injured. They're waiting for him to come back. Their defense was the number one ranked defense last year. They've completely taken a toll so far this year. And, they're 1-3 right now. But I could see them coming back up and fighting for, like, a seventh spot in the AFC. And then the Cincinnati Bengals, they started off really slow. You know, the Cincinnati Bengals, basically, the last 3 years have had this high-powered offense with Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins. The problem with them is that they have a really bad defense, and they let up a ton of points. Like, they almost lost to the Carolina Panthers last week. They won, but it shouldn't have been that close. For anyone that saw that game, it was 31-24. It shouldn't have been that close. And, yeah, I don't see them making the playoffs, but I see the Baltimore Ravens finishing first in the division and then the Browns finishing second, but maybe that's a little biased. Next is the AFC South. I'm just going to rattle off through the teams real quick. Houston Texans, Indianapolis Colts, Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars. I think the clear favorite to finish first in this is Houston Texans. They started off the best too. They have the best quarterback in the division. CJ Stroud has played amazing ball. Nico Collins is the leading receiving yards wide receiver in the league right now. Tennessee Titans and Jacksonville Jaguars, I don't see them finishing anywhere close to a playoff spot. Actually, pretty bad records. Jacksonville Jaguars are 0-4. Tennessee Titans are 1-3. And yeah, I don't see anyone else but the Houston Texans finishing first. I think it's clear. I think if you put your money on anyone else, you're a risky bettor. For the AFC West, same. I still have AFC West with the Kansas City Chiefs, 4-0 already. Patrick Mahomes, it doesn't matter who he plays with, he's always going to play top ball. You know, I have them finishing first in that division. Los Angeles Chargers, too, 2-2. And everyone else in that division, actually, 2-2. But the Los Angeles Chargers have a good chance with Justin Herbert, probably the second best. He is the second best quarterback in that division. I see him maybe sneaking in for a playoff position. Moving on to the NFC, first with the NFC East, the Commanders, who have had a ridiculous start to the season, surprising start with quarterback Jaden Daniels from LSU. They drafted this past draft. Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, and New York Giants. This is a pretty competitive division now, with the Washington Commanders being competitive now. So I still probably do have the Philadelphia Eagles finishing first, even though their defense is atrocious. Their offense is way too good not to be a top team. Or at least make the playoffs, and as well as the Dallas Cowboys. I think the Washington Commanders, with the start they had, I think they'll slowly drop down. For the last three divisions, I'm just going to say the winners real quick. So you have the Minnesota Vikings and Detroit Lions, Packers and Bears. I probably have the Detroit Lions finishing first. They have one of the best offenses in football. They have one of the best, most complete teams in football, matter of fact. So yeah, I don't think they're 3-1 right now. I think they have a good chance of finishing first, especially even with the Minnesota Vikings going 4-0. So for the last two divisions, NFC South and NFC West. For the NFC South, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers finishing first. Baker Mayfield has had, you know, a resurgence at the last 2 years he's been in Tampa Bay. He's played amazing ball at that quarterback position. You know, Mike Evans at receiver, Chris Godwin at receiver. And, they're a surprising team so far. And then for the NFC West, I still do have the San Francisco 49ers. Even though they've been 2-2 and the Seattle Seahawks are 3-1, I think the San Francisco 49ers have one of the best teams in football. And if Christian McCaffrey can come back healthy, he'll be a good fit for the team. And then for my next topic, I want to talk about the my NFL awards and predictions. First of all, for MVP, most valuable player, it's always going to be a quarterback. They're never going to give it to a running back. Like, I think last year it should have been Christian McCaffrey, who's a running back for the Niners. But I guess they gave it to the quarterback Lamar Jackson. So I'm not going to pick any other position but quarterback. I'm just going to give you my top two players for each award and see how that goes. So for the NFL MVP, for the way this season has started, the first four games, I think Josh Allen is the clear favorite, in my opinion. He's played amazing ball, zero interceptions, 7 touchdowns thrown, a couple rushing too. He's played amazing. Even though they lost last week, they're still 3-1. Amazing team, and he's an amazing player. The next player is quarterback Patrick Mahomes for the Kansas City Chiefs, because he's always going to be up there. I think he's the best quarterback in football. Doesn't mean he's not going to be MVP every year, but I still do think he's the best player in football. And yeah, his team's already at 4-0, so that's a good start for him. And he's played amazing football as well. For the NFL Offensive Player of the Year, this is a player that's basically a non-quarterback position. So at first, I have Saquon Barkley, running back for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's played amazing football since the start of the season. He had an amazing week one, I remember. He had like 3 rushing touchdowns, I'm pretty sure. And he's played amazing football for the... He's had 435 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns rushing, couple receiving touchdowns. And he's basically been Philadelphia Eagles' whole offense, with Jalen Hurts starting kind of slow. For the next player, I have Justin Jefferson, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. He's probably the best receiver in football, overall, with overall play and all that stuff. But he is, you know, with his new quarterback Sam Darnold playing amazing for them. He has 358 yards receiving, which is top 5 in the NFL. 4 touchdowns, which is tied first in the NFL. You know, 20 receptions. He's always going to be amazing every week. No one can really guard him. They have to double team him every week. But I still have him as a top 2 favorite for NFL Offensive Player of the Year. For my third award, I have NFL Defensive Player of the Year. I think the clear favorite this year is TJ Watt. He probably should have won it last year, but I have bias towards my Cleveland Browns, and Myles Garrett is an amazing player, so I wanted him to win the award, and I thought he was deserved. But this year, for sure, if he doesn't get injured, I think TJ Watt should get his first NFL. Get his NFL Defensive Player of the Year award. He already has 3 sacks, 7 solo tackles. You know, he's always going to be amazing for that Pittsburgh Steelers defense, which is always high flying. And then the next player I have, Aiden Hutchinson, who's been terrific ever since he got drafted to the Detroit Lions. You know, lots of pressures. He's tied first on sacks with 6.5, 11 solo tackles, 3-1 for the 3-1 Lions. So he could be. I think those two guys, TJ Watt and Aiden Hutchinson, will battle out for 1 and 2. But it's going to be a good race to see who comes up on top when the season finishes, you know, in December. And then my last award, NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think there's 2 right now, Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers, which is surprising because most people probably would have Caleb Williams or Marvin Harrison Jr. As one of the top guys. But so far, Jaden Daniels has been terrific, and Malik Nabers for the wide receiver for the Giants has been terrific as well, with the most receptions. And he's been like a top 3 receiver, not just rookie, just receiver in general, which is amazing to see. For my last topic, I'm going to talk about, like I just finished off, just spiral off of more rookie class predictions and who's finishing, who's finishing where in the rookie of the year, who have been the best rookies so far, and talk about that real quick before I have to wrap up. So the first rookie is Marvin Harrison Jr., the wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals. He had a bad week one, but he's slowly coming into the pace with his quarterback, Kyler Murray. He has 243 receiving yards, 4 touchdowns, actually, matter of fact, which is tied first in the NFL. So that's pretty good to see. Only 15 receptions. You want to see him get more volume for sure, get more targets, which I'm sure he will. And he's just getting his feet wet in the NFL. The next rookie is Jaden Daniels. I don't know why I said McDaniels, but he's been probably the best, not even best rookie, he's probably been like a top 3 quarterback this year, which is so surprising to see. Reigning Heisman winner at LSU this last season in college. He has 3 passing touchdowns, you know, a couple rushing touchdowns, 897 yards passing, a lot of rushing yards. He's a rushing quarterback, a dual threat, and he's been absolutely terrific for the Washington Commanders. And then my last couple rookies I want to talk about is Caleb Williams and Malik Nabers. Caleb Williams, you know, first overall pick. He had all the hype coming out of LSU, won the Heisman 2 years ago, got drafted by the Chicago Bears, who you know, made the trade a couple years ago to get him. You know, it's been a little bit rough for him so far, but, you know, he still has 3 passing touchdowns, 4 picks. His offensive line hasn't been great. He's had to be, you know, scramble around a lot. 787 yards passing. So yeah, hopefully he can improve, and the whole team can help him as well. It's not just him; it's the whole team, especially his offensive line. His offensive line hasn't done really any favors at all, you know, with the blocking they've given him. So hopefully he starts getting in rhythm after the first couple games he's played so far. And then the last rookie I want to talk about is Malik Nabers. He has been exceptional so far for the New York Giants. You know, he's second in receiving yards in the whole NFL at 386. And that's just not even rookie. That's just receiver in general. 3 touchdowns. He's first in receptions for a rookie, which is ridiculous. 35 receptions. He's been an absolute hit for the New York Giants. You know, coming out of LSU, sixth pick overall in the draft. So I think the Giants are pretty happy with the selection they've made. And yeah. Thank you guys for once again to listening to the Huddle Up podcast. I appreciate you guys, you know, for tuning in, listening to my episode. I'm your host once again, DJ Romeo. I talk about the latest things on football, fantasy football, every play, every game, every week. And hope you people can tune in for the episode 2 next week. Thank you.